mostly because she hated him. And for the next 3 days, she was stuck with him.
Annie,
Hazel hissed, nudging her shoulder.
You're glaring again.
She was glaring again, right at the stupid face of Macaulay Sullivan. And she would have kept glaring until his head went up in flames if it weren't for the fact that they were at Jeannie and Logan's rehearsal before the rehearsal brunch, which was not even a thing, but Jeannie wanted a mini celebration with just the wedding party before the craziness of the wedding weekend really kicked off this evening with the actual rehearsal dinner. And who would deny the bride her wish? Not Annie, because Annie was a nice person, unlike some people. Mac winked at her like he was reading her thoughts. I object, she blurted out, interrupting Logan's very brief, very gruff thank you speech to his groomsmen. The group was currently crowded around a table at the Strawberry Patch Pancake House. Unfortunately, it was rather dead at 11 a.m. on this particular Friday in December, so the whole table heard the words she hadn't actually been meaning to say out loud. Logan, Jeannie, Hazel, Noah, Kira, and Bennett all turned to look at her. Mac smirked. Annie barely restrained herself from reaching across the table and strangling him.
I don't think this is the part you get to object to, Noah pointed out with a grin.
Hazel elbowed him in the side, and he yelped.
You don't think we should get married?
Logan asked, brow scrunched like he was working through a puzzle, because why the hell wouldn't she want her best friend and his lovely fiancé to promise to love each other in front of the whole town?
No, of course, I don't think that. That's not what I was talking about.
Then what were you talking about, Annabelle?
Mac asked, his stupid smirk smirking even harder.
You! I was talking about you!
She was nearly shouting now, and several patrons from other tables were turning in her direction.
I object to you being part of the wedding party, she said, lowering her voice and leaning across the table toward him, narrowly avoiding her syrupy plate. I don't know how you weaseled your way in here. You were never friends with Logan. You bullied him.
Mac put up his hands in defense.
First of all, he said, I didn't bully him. Some good-natured teasing, maybe.
You called him Old MacDonald all through second grade. You E-I-E-I-O'd at him every time you walked by.
Mac shook his head.
How do you even remember all this shit, Annie? Do you have a little notebook where you write down every offense I ever committed?
Annie scoffed. Wouldn't you love it if I cared about what you did that much?
Well, you seem to.
Ha! I couldn't care less about you, Macaulay. I just don't understand why you're even here. Ow! Hayes, why are you jabbing at me with your pointy elbows?
Oh. Annie looked up to find Jeannie looking at her with tears in her eyes.
Shit, she'd made the bride cry. Is it going to be like this all weekend? I just wanted us all to have a good time.
Jeannie sniffled, and Logan looked like he may actually strangle Annie if she didn't fix this immediately.
No. We'll behave. Right, Mac?
Yep, best behavior, promise.
He crossed his heart, and Annie had to bite back every word she wanted to say about how Mac's promises were worthless. But her friends still had no idea why she hated Mac so much, and she sure as hell wasn't about to tell them. And besides, she'd just made a promise to Jeannie to behave like the grown adult she was, and her promises did mean something. She could suck it up for a few days. She could resist her urge to throttle the man across from her for a mere 72 hours. For her best friends, she could do it. Logan had been like a brother to her since they were 5. With Hazel, they were inseparable. And now Annie loved Jeannie just as much. She would not screw up their wedding weekend.
Really, Jeannie, I'm sorry. I will keep all Mac-related commentary in my head from now on.
The entire table, including Mac, looked skeptical.
I'm serious. I will put all my personal feelings aside for the weekend.
Bennett leaned toward Kira.